Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Dalet Amid Aleph on top. Well, we're going to talk about the bottom of Yud Gimel on the base for a moment. Here we go in Maseches Kilayim. So we just had the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said that if there are growths that come up memela in a place where I know it's mazik, I know it's not something that the Bailim is going to leave there, so then the Mishnah says that ein machayvin oso lenachesh. You do not obligate the person to weed it out. Lenachesh. Why are you machayvim to weed it out? So we didn't get to mention this explicitly, but this is a machlokes rishonim. If you look in Baba Kama daf Pei Aleph, this is mentioned there. Our Mishnah is quoted there. Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. And there is a machlokas what exactly the Gemara means. Let me just find it. Says the Tilton she'olse emini asavim. So Tilton, one of the examples in the Mishnah was fenugrek, that grass grew in between the fenugrek in the field. Ein machayven oso lakar, where we do not obligate the person to be okerid. Our lashon here is ein machayven oso lenachesh, to uproot it. Why is that? It's a machlokas Rashi and the Rashba versus Tosfos and the Rambam. If you look at Rashi there, what does it mean? Ein machayven oso lakar ha'asavim mimena mishum kelayim. We don't make the person uproot it. Lefi debal karcho asid litlo, because he's gonna take it out soon. We don't force him to immediately take it out because it's obviously not good for it, and he's gonna take it out. Shemafsides atilton, and therefore that's all we need to know. He's not gonna leave it there. So, and it's lo nichale, and as we said, part of kilayim is knowing about it and having nicha. So that's why. That's what it means. Ein machayv and oso lakar. The Rashba also pirish. Afa pishu zarazak asavim vala tiltan mayatzmo. Right? Maybe it's the opposite. Right? The Rashba seems to say that it's the asavim there and the tiltan grew by itself. Ein machayv and oso lakar miyah. We don't make him be okerit. Why? Lefshal karcho zariz hu litzlan kadesh leyafsidu as a tiltan. Right? You don't want the tiltan to be lost. Vein choshim shem yikayim eso asavim. We don't think that you're going to be mekayim the asavim because it's not something that is good for the plants. V'yaf al pisha amruan, even though we're going to see later on in the fifth parak. Haroe kilayim bekarmo v'amar l'kashuk yesham alaktenu. If somebody sees kilayim in his field, and he says he's harvesting his field, and he sees three rows down that there's kilayim in there, does he have to run and skip the rows and go take it out? No. But he says, when I get there, I will take it out. So that's lokidesh. That's not asur b'hanap, because he's planning to take it out. L'kishe echzor alaktenu. But if he says, I'm going to go take a lunch break, I'm going to take a while, and then eventually I'll get it. So then, hareza kidesh, so then that would be a problem. So there you see that if he delays on purpose, so then isn't it kidesh? And here he doesn't do it right away. No. Shani hasam shemi isatsa milalakate. There is a problem because maybe he'll never take it out. Maybe he'll forget. Maybe he won't do it. Aval kan zariz hu lalakton. But here he's a zariz. We know he's going to be a zariz. Kadesh lo yafsid is a tilton, so that the fenugrek is not ruined. So that is Rashi and the Rashba. They both say, what does it mean? Ein machayven also. You don't be machayvim to do it immediately because he's going to do it eventually, and eventually is probably pretty soon also. If you look in the Tosfos there, but Tosfos quotes Rashi and says, Pirish Bekutrus, Shal Karcha Chasid Litzlon, Fisha Masidis Atilton, Vakash Shalip Yerusha. I have a difficulty. De Ein machayvin Mashma De Ein Aser Banaso. Ein machayvin sounds like we don't obligate it to take it out. It doesn't sound like we don't obligate him to immediately take it out now because he's going to take it out 3 days from now. That's not what the Lashon of Ein Mechayven Oso usually means. It just means he doesn't have to take it out, period. Va'od de'im misyaish u'misatzel la'okro. Let's say he changes his mind. He's misyaish. And he just leaves it. I'll leave it so my tiltum won't be so great. Lam alona chayvenu. So then why wouldn't we be mechayven? Duha'ika iser kishim misyaish. There's an iser when he has yesh kiditznan, and he quotes the same Mishnah that the Rashba quoted from later on. So v'nira l'ri, Tosfos quotes the ri de'ei mechayven oso lakar deleka isura. Right, because it's bad for the tiltan, it's not aser mishim kelayim. Even if you never take it out, he didn't plant it, and it came up by itself. There's no iser. Shahare hu lo zaro ela me alehen ba'u. It came up by itself. Umishum mekayim kelayim leka. And this is not an iser of having and harboring kilayim in your yard, kiva dekashu lo asavim. Mekayim is only if it's good for the what you want. But if you don't want it, and it came up by itself, there's no asa. So you might be lazy and leave it there. It doesn't make it asa mishum kilayim. Ulu Rebbe Akiva itzrich, and he Tosfos continues, it says, and the chiddush is for Rebbe Akiva, who says in Avodah Zarah and Maseches Makos, ha-mikayim bikilayim loke, v'lav malke mamish, delav she'im bo maisehu, ela isura ba'almahu. According to Rebbe Akiva, who says it's an isra mikayim kilayim, here is no isra mikayim kilayim. A, it came up by itself, and B, it's bad for the for your plants. Inam yafilu rabbanan itzrich veicha dinichale chivuhu chachamim shlo yachshedu shazaram. Right, if it's good, but if it's not good for you, so then the rabbanan don't. So that's the Tosfos, and the Rambam seems to say this too. The Rambam seems to be of this opinion, because if you look in the Rambam in Kilayim Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Ketzan, bizman shatvar marin, she'ein zeh midaito shabal asada. If things are clear, remember we said, kilay zram has a lot to do with marasayin. So if you have a situation where it's pretty clear that this is not was not done with the das of the bal asada, ela me'alehen alu, ein mechayven oso lema'it, then there's zochiyah for you to limit it, to be memaited, to uproot it. Ketzad, kagon, tvua sha'alu basafiha istis, the examples that we have here, tvua, grain, that this istis came up, itiltan shezor lamachal adam, sha'alu ba minei asavim, shezemafsidhu, v'chein kochayose bazeh. Right, all of these, you don't have to be memaited, period. It doesn't say anything, you have to be memaited because he's going to be memaited in the future. No. Rambam sounds like the Re, that he doesn't have to be mamayid. Umei yodeya shatiltan zruol. Okay, and then he gets into, maybe it's only if you planted the tiltan for a specific reason, which Beis Hashem will get to later on our daf. So that's an important machlokes, which we will get back to, Beis Hashem, a little bit later on Amid Beis. So says the Gemara now, Tani, the top of Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, here in Maseches Kilayim. Tani, somchin omrin bitzad gefanim. We know there is, as we mentioned, and we'll get to this late in the later prakim, one has to keep tvua six tfachim away from a vine and four amos away from a vineyard. But, says the Brisa, you're allowed to put detached, cut bundles of tvua next to a vine. Next to a vine. Right, you're allowed to do that. Why? Sin, says the Marafolta, ho v'ein mechubar baris mutar, it's not attached. This is not called kilei akerem, it's not attached. Rav Chaim Ganievsky says, and you don't have to be choshesh for two things. V'lo chayshinon sheyipol gargir echad v'yatzmiach achar kach. Maybe a seed will fall from the detached bundles and then somehow get into the ground and start growing. You don't have to be choshesh for that, number one. And number two, v'gam lo chayshinon shenireh kizareya. And it also doesn't look like zariah. Doesn't look like you're planting anything. You just have a bundle. Right? We quoted bundles before. Sometimes if something's in a bundle, then it's clear that it's not for zariah. Remember we had back a week ago, right? We had back on Dav Zion, we had the Mishnah of Hatomein Lefes Vitznonos, and we asked there, why Dafka does it mention Lefes and Snonos, right? Turnips and radishes. So the Gemara says on Zion Mabeis, because those are usually put into the ground in bundles. Kagona Aguda Shal Lefes, the Aguda Shal Snonos. And that's why those are the classic examples, because those are clearly not meant for Zariah. So here too, they're in bundles. You're not being Zoreya them. You're just putting them there, standing them there, and therefore it's not Usser. Not Usser to put the bundles next to the vines. Amar Rabbi Yossi, if this is true, then Hada Amar. You know what you see from this Braisa? From the fact that the Braisa only said this Chiddush, that you could put bundles next to the vine, what about having totally dried up grain stalks still attached? Could you plant a vineyard right next to them? Says the Gemara. The fact that the Braisa did not say that Chiddush, it must be that that's Aser. Hada Amra Sha'asolita Pitsad Kama Yevesha. We take out the next two words. It must be that you cannot plant a vineyard next to dry grain that's growing. Because after all, if that would have been mutter, then the Brisa should have said that. And Kalvachomer, we would have said the detached bundles. That's how the Marafolda understands this. It would have said this in the Brisa. The Marafolda does say, though, what's the chiddush of this? Because later on, in Daf Samach Vav, we're going to see that if you have a dried out stalk, and let's say you did plant the vineyard right next to it, so midaraisa, it doesn't become kadosh. It's not ne'asar bahana. Midaraisa, because it's totally dried out. But the Chiddush says in our Braisa is that it's still also lechatchila to do that. Even if it's not miskadeshes midaraisa, we learn from this price that is also derabanan. Let's see the Mara folda. The kaimala on peperek shvi. Kama yevei sheinim miskadeshes min haTorah. A dried out stalk is not asered. V'yashmin on kan. Aval lechatchila aserlita betzida. Lechatchila you cannot, even though it's not going to become aser. Not everything that's mutter midaraisa is mutter derabanan. Because if it's mutter to even to do that, my kamash malam brisa to mutter lismo cha omer sheinu mechubar. Then why does the brisa say only the chiddush that you're allowed to put a bundle there that's not attached? Lema lita gefen etzel kama yavesha. Why don't you have the vineyard next to a stalk that's totally dried out and doesn't say that? So it must be that that's usher. Must be that that's usher, or else it would have said that. So that is the diak. Look at Oh, let's first see the Gemara, and then we'll see. So, what about the other way? What about the other way? Meaning, Mao, back to the Gemara, Mao is rabbit tzad kefanim yaveshos. What if you have tfua that's good? Tfua, or, let's start with the other way, you have a vineyard that's totally dried out. Vines are totally dried out, nothing's really growing there. Could you plant tfua right next to it? Is that called a vineyard? Right? The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Acher shalamanu sha'aser lita etzel kama yevesha. Once we learned it in one direction, what about the other direction? Why? Because if you have a totally dried out vineyard, you know you that's omeid leheaker. That's going lemeakar kaimi. That's going to be ripped out. You're not going to leave that there. There's no purpose in leaving a dried out vineyard there. So what do we say about that case? Maybe it's not usser because you're going to rip it out. Maybe it's more nikar that is totally dried out. So says the Gemara, Nishmina Menada. Well, it says it beferish later on, Dafsamach Beis, Gefen Sheyavsha, Asura Veina Mekadeshes. Right? It's the same thing, that they're both not Miskadeshes. If one of the sides, the Tfuah or the Gefen, one of them is totally dried out, that it's not Asur Daraisa, it doesn't become Kilei HaKerem, but it is Asur Lechatchila Midrabanan. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rebelazar. Rebelazar suggests that maybe these Brises that say, that it is, or the Mishnah that says that it is Asur, to Rabbi Meir, he is really a Machlokas Tanaim, and that's the more Machmer opinion. That's Rabbi Meir. Why? To Rabbi Meir, Amar, Afilu Gefen HaTzemer. Gefen HaTzemer is cotton. Even Gefen HaTzemer, which might be confused with vines, Afilu Gefen HaTzemer, Asur Veina Mekadesh. So Rabbi Meir holds that Gefen HaTzemer is Asur Lechadchila, but it is not Mekadesh. And maybe he's the one that says that if one of them is totally dried out, because he's worried about these chashashos. Hada amra, but maybe according to the Rabbanan would say everything's mutter. Shemutu lezera, lezareya, bitzak gefanim yaveshos. Maybe the Rabbanan would say that it's mutter to plant next to totally dried out vines. That's not called a vine. And just like it's also daraisa, then it would be, just like it's mutter midaraisa, it would be mutter midrabanan according to the Rabbanan. Look at the Mara Folda, second wide line. Umi demuki la kribi meir, shmamina avresha, sheyavsha lagamre, travayim shemara sayin asurin, aval Rabbanan pligiale umatir. And Rabbanan would argue and matir in both cases. That's what the maskana is. The Rasilio points out a little tsarachin on the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins like the language of the Mishnah later on, and Lo pasak derech hachamim v'dvarav t'muim ma'od. The Rambam Perek Hey Halacha Tezayin paskins l'isser, and the Rasilio just leaves it tzorachin. And it sounds like from our Gemara here, and the Rambam paskins like Yerushalmi's often. It sounds like from our Gemara that it would be mutter. The Rambam says a gefen sheyavshu ha'alin shela, a vine that all of its branches and its leaves were dried out. V'naflu kederech shetiabe shagefen b'meyakor, like the vine dries out during the winter. Aser lizra b'tzi the yarko tfuah v'imzara lo kidesh. See, pasuk's like that, like the argamar see to say every mayor, right? Pasuk's like it's aser dirabanan. If you look in the case of Mishnah, maybe you could get an answer. And the answer just says maybe the Rambam is mechalik. The Rambam talks about the alin became yavish and they fell off, but it doesn't say the whole vine was dried out. Says the Kesa Mishnah, Shlo Kasav Lashon HaMishnah Gefen SheYavsha, Ela SheYavshu HaAlin Shela, Mashbe SheYavsha LeGamre Mutter. Maybe the Rambam thinks that it's a different case. This is not exactly the case that's in the Mishnah. So it could be that there's an answer to that question of the Rasilio. Okay, so we continue now with the next line of the Mishnah. V'imratza Gomen. The Mishnah said that if I planted a vine and now I changed my mind, I want to plant wheat there, so I have to at least, I should just get rid of the whole vine first. But if not, I have to at least cut down the vine until it's less than a tefach, or the tree, less than a tefach from the ground, less than a tefach is not called a tree anymore, then I could be zoreya, and then I could rip out the tefach, right? If I really want to plant as soon as possible, sometimes that last tefach, to get all the roots out, it's very hard. So what you might do is you cut it all the way down, go maim, and then plant your whole field, and then you'll get the big construction apparatus to be able to uproot the trunk, the stump that is still there. So says the Gemara, and what happens if meanwhile, while you're doing the planting, the stump starts growing? The stump starts growing some vines. Vim samchu mutaros l'shavar. If it started growing, it's the tfuah that grew since you planted is still mutter, because that's before yediya. Right? Like we said, you have to, part of kilei hakerem is only with the knowledge and the nichusa. So if it's before that time, mutaros l'shavar, v'asuros l'asilavo, but anything that grows once you know about it is going to be asur. Asuros l'asilavo. Similar to the following story, kader, Shimon ben Yehuda, gum karmaya, Shimon Yehuda had this case, he cut down, he was gum, like the word gomim in the Mishnah, he cut down the kerem to less than a tefach, so only have a little stump left. Amar larise pukzra, so then he's told his sharecropper, his aris, go plant tvua, because it's less than a tefach. Min dezra tzamchin, once it started, once he planted, so then the stump started growing again. And Reb Shimon ben Yehuda realized this, so Amar le, he says to his aris, puk chatzod, quickly go and cut and harvest all the tvua that grew already, because all that tvua is going to be mutter. Anything that grows now is going to be usher, but everything that grew up until now is going to be butter, so take it out. But guess what happened? Minta chatzad, so his aris took it all out, and then artavin, the vine dried up. Everything in the vine dried up. Artavin, the Marafolda talks about what the word artavin means. Nisyabshu ha'alin sha'alu min akerim. Lashon artavin klomar nitla ritivusan. From the word ratuv. It lost its moistness, v'halechus shevahem. Right, it lost its moistness. So then what happens? Now the vine that started to grow is now dried up. So Amar Lei Puk Samach. So now Rav Shimon Yehuda says back to his aris, you can plant more now. Because now it's not, I'm going to take it out, but it's not a vine. It's not a vine. So you can plant. Good. Rav Zira boy. Ad Kedun. Rav Zira just wonders. Ad Kedun Rav Shimon ben Yehuda shu Amar Ladas Gemura. I understand, says Rav Zira, that the halachas that we just said, that if it starts growing in the stump, then whatever grew up until now is mutter, right? Whatever grew up until now is mutter, like the Brisa said, im samchu muteris l'sha'avar. Is that only for somebody like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, who really means, meaning up until now, he didn't know, and the second that he finds out, he's going to make sure that his aris does what he's supposed to do, and cut the tvuah that has grown already. Shar b'nei adam, shirim omen l'das gemura. What about other people that aren't as serious? Maybe they'll delay a little bit. Maybe they'll say, yeah, eventually when you cut it, could you get it out for me? So do you say that it's going to be mutter even there? Maybe mixed in there is some that grew already, even after the yediya, because the owner wasn't as machbid in terms of getting it all out. So the Gemara said, no, it's okay. Even non-Reb Shimon ben Yehuda people. Chazar ve'amar afilo Shimon ben Yehuda eino oser el v'b'dei maris ha'ayin. Even Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, the whole Isser is based on Maris Ayin, right? It's based on how it looks, so it's not in the most serious category of an Isser, so therefore we would allow it even for non-Reb Shimon ben Yehuda types of people, meaning all of us, and therefore the Isser is not so strong, so therefore we would trust even others as well. Good. Now we continue with the case of the Tiltan, because we're going to relate it to the Brisa that some might be familiar with from Bava Kamma. So one of the cases in the Mishnah that we're talking about is Tiltan is growing, and if you have grass that grew amongst the Tiltan, you don't have to rip it out right away, because the grass is not good for the Tiltan. It's not good. So says the Gemara Tani, we learned in a Brisa about the 10 Tnaim, 10 conditions that Yeshua ben Nun made when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. One of those conditions is that people shouldn't be machpid about grass that grows by itself anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. People should be able to take grass to give fodder for their animals, and that's what the one is quoted here. Tani Yoshua Hayu Malakdin Tani Yoshua Hayu Malakdin Asavim Mekal Malkom Mekal Bakom. People could take grass from all over. Right? So the Mara Folda quotes the Brisa that starts in the last few lines in Babakama Pema Beis in the Bavli. Asara Tsanaim Hisna Yoshua Kshenichnu Yisrael La'aretz. There were 10 conditions that Yeshua ben Nun made basically for societal harmony. When Bnei Yisrael went in, and this is one of them, that people could take grass from everywhere. Chutz mistei tiltan. You see where this is going in terms of the steer, except for a field of tiltan. Why? Because there, that grass must be valuable, and therefore Yeshua ben Nun didn't want to hurt the owners in the tiltan fields, so therefore you could take grass from anywhere, but not from a tiltan not from a tiltan field. Stop there for a moment. So that Gemara of Bakama quotes other conditions that were made. Shiyu Meirin Becharshin, that people could graze their animals in any forests, and the Baal Hayar wouldn't be makpid. Umalakdin Eitzim Besadoseim, Umalakdin Asavim Bechomakom. Right, that's the one that we just said. Vikotmin Netios. Right, all type, a lot of having to do with lumber. Ma'ayanos, how to deal with water. Where to spread nets, and all of these are societal norms. Umahalcha b'shvilei arishus, such as David Ravi Yeshdia, different roads and paths that you could walk in, and the Mesachal Sid Drachim, they see the Sadrachim, you could walk on people's property if it's there are floods in the middle. Umeis mitzvah, konim mekomo, all different. The Gemara talks about all of these conditions. Again, they're all based on the idea that society has to function together. Now you're going into Eretz Yisrael, you're going to live a natural existence. You're not going to live a miraculous existence. So you can't just rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving everybody what they need. You have to get along with each other. And therefore Yeshua ben Nun made these laws in order for people to be able to get along. The Rambam, interesting, quotes these. You might think that, why does the Rambam quote these? Because they're still a Maisa. They're still a Maisa. The Rambam Menuchas Nizke Mamon. Nizke Mamon, that's where he puts it. Not in Hilcha Shechinim, interesting. But this is about Nizke Mamon, potential damages that the Rambam says are not damages. That's what the Rambam says. Atara Tanoim Hisna Yeshua Beis Dino, B'Shah Shechilek Es Ha'aretz, Ve'elu Hein. And then he goes through each of the conditions. And then he adds, Shlomo Amalech, Halacha Dalet, Shlomo Tikein, this is Parachamishi. She over drachim mutarmi asacham alalak mishvilin shebesados Shlomo added on, and these are all. But then the Rama adds an alacha hey v'takanas elu kula noeges b'chol makom afilu b'chutz laretz. The Rama adds these aren't just takanas for Eretz Yisrael. It's not a din in Yishev Eretz Yisrael. It's even a chutz laretz, right? That based on Shmuel, right? The Gemara says zichol kabase bedine, and therefore these are even in Chutzlar. So it's not a din of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, it's just a din of creating that society that functions with each other. Maybe this was a kiyum of the mitzvah of dinim, right? Maybe that was part of it, right? The Ramban, if you remember, the Ramban has a machlokas with the Rambam about what the mitzvah of dinim is. Dinim, setting up a court system, the one mitzvah saseh amongst the sheva mitzvahs, b'dei Noach. The Rambam says that dinim is setting up a court to be able to judge the other six mitzvos. That's the dinim, a very more limited approach, and that's what the Ramban quotes from the Rambam in Parshas Vayishlach, and the Ramban, and that's why the Baal Yishchem or Chayiv Misa, because they violated dinim. They didn't judge him based on what the Shchem did. Veit Ramalon Nachona Beinai, says the Ramban, I don't agree with that Rambam. Sheim Kein Haya Yaakov Avinu Chayiv Lios Kodem Bezokav Misasam. If it was a pure violation of the Sheva Mitzvos, then why was Yaakov Avinu upset at his children? Right, he should have been be the one to go first. And if he was scared of them, so Yaakov didn't want to do it because he was scared of them. So, but his children were successful. So why was he upset? So why was he upset? So Yaakov was scared and didn't do it. But the brothers weren't. His sons weren't. So the Ramban gives his own shot about what the chet of Shechem was. But the Ramban himself there says, what's dinim? Dinim is setting up a functional society. Sheman, much larger, more expansive than the Rambam. Hadinim shemanu lebnei Noach b'sheva mitzvah shalahem einam lahushiv dayanim b'chol plach uplach bilvad. It's not only to set up courts. Aval tziva osam b'dinei geneva va'ona'a va'oshek. making laws of stealing. It doesn't say dafka Torah laws, but functional societal laws. Stealing, ripping people off, paying your workers, schar sofker, didi shomrim, ones mefata, avos nezikin, chovel b'chaveiro, wounding, malve velove, lending, mekach umemkar, ke'inyin hadinim shenitztav v'yisrael. Just like the Jews had to set up court systems, the non-Jews. And included in this is setting up of courts. So maybe these tanaim that Yeshua ben Nun made were at least a partial kiyum of that mitzvah. So again, let's go back. Yeshua ben Nun, one of the tanaim was, the one that's important for us, is that he said you're allowed to gather, you're allowed to take grass from everywhere except from a tilton field, because there that grass is important. So the Gemara notes, though, Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shezara lo amir he must nisa. When does that true? The Brisa about Yeshua Menun. Tilton, the grass is good for tilton if you're growing the tilton for amir, for stalks, because you want it to grow stalks and you'll eventually eat the stalks. That's where the grass somehow strengthens the tilton, and that's why you're not allowed to take that grass. So that's already going to be an answer to the following question, but let's ask the question. What about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is clear that grass is bad for tilton. And that's why if you see it, you don't force him to be ochre it, because A, like Rashi and the Rashba says, he's going to pull it out, you know, soon anyway. Or the Rambam and Tosfos said, we started off this year, they say, oh, because it's bad for it anyway. But one second, the Mishnah Kelayim sounds like grass is bad for tilton, while the Brisa of Yeshua ben Nun in Baba Kama sounds like grass is good for tilton. And that's why that's the only grass that you're not allowed to take without asking. So the Gemara says, no, we just said, we had the Brisa that just commented that we just said. Rabbi Yaakov Aracha b'shem Garmei, b'she'elis lazera. It depends if you planted the tilton to get seeds for the tilton or for the stalks. For the seeds, then grass is bad. And that's what our Mishnah is talking about. You planted the tilton for the grass. I'm sorry, for the seeds, and that's why grass is bad, and that's why there's no ein mechayvin lenachesh. But Yeshua ben Nun is talking about cases where you're growing the tilton to eat yourself, to grow into stalks, and for that the grass is good. I'm Rabbi Yossi says, but wait a minute, let's think about this for a minute. So Yeshua ben Nun said you're not allowed to take the grass from the tilton if it's Omeid La'amir. But one second. If you are happy, if the owner is happy with the grass growing in the tilton, then basically it's Kelayim. And that's the case that Yeshua ben Nun says you're not allowed to take it. So in a case where you grew the tilton, you're growing the tilton for the seeds, and the grass is bad for the tilton, then you would be able to take it. So in the case where you would be able to take it, that's a case where it's not Kelayim. But in a case where it is Kelayim, then you wouldn't be able to take it? Isn't that curious, the Gemara asks? Yeshua ben Nun would make a takana for the Ovrei Avera. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'chi lo ba Yeshua lefarish elo le'ovrei Avera. Yeshua ben Nun made this takana. What was the takana? Don't take the grass from that tilton. Why? Because the guy's happy about it. But if he's happy about it, he's violating the Nisr of Kilayim. So how could that be? Avar Avera, asur mishum gezel. If he violated Aver, meaning he's growing it for the stalks, for the Amir, and therefore the grass is good, so Yeshua ben Nun, you're not allowed to take it. But then that's Kelayim. Lo Avar Avera, if he didn't do it an Avera, meaning he planted the Amir, he planted the tilton for the seeds, and therefore grass is growing, but it's Mazik. So then you would be able to take it. That doesn't make sense, as the Gemara. It doesn't fit that Yeshua ben Nun would make a law just for the Ovrei Avera. So, Havi lo shanya hi shezara la zera, hi shezara la amir. It must be there's no difference. It must be no difference if you planted it for zera, planted it for amir. Yeshua ben Nun made the law that you're not allowed to take from a sada tilton. So included in that are some people that are going to get benefit. The owner's going to get benefit. He's going to keep his grass. You're not going to take it. But some of them might be over avera, some of them might not be over avera. So included in the takana is an over avera, but lav dafka, that it's only for the over avera, that would be the problem. So again, this is only a stage of the Gemara. We're going to have to start with next time the next. But again, I just want to read one more. The tour in Choshen Mishpat, also Shayin Dalet. Reish Ayin Dalet, this is Yod Yesh Dvarim Hamutarim. Afalpi, this is in Hilchas Zechiyah Mehefker, right? That's what the Reishai and Gimel starts the Shulchan Aruch in terms of the halachas of Zechiyah Mehefker. Reishai and Gimel, there's a lot of discussion there, but Reishai and Dalet, the title of the Siman is Ode Tanam Shetikin Yeshua Noagim Afachutz Laretz. As we said, as the Rambam said, the Torah quotes that as well. Ode Yisrael Mutar Malvavi Shein Hefker Mishan Tekanas Yeshua Shenoheges Af Bechutz Laretz, as the Shmuel said, and the Bach also says, Nira Milashono, the Sphere Lady Yeshua Vade Lohistatrav El Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua Bin Nun made these laws only for Eretz Yisrael, like it says the language of the Gemara, Almanas Kain Hinchlo Lohem Es Haaretz. But Kfar Noagu L'Kayim Tzunav Gam B'Chutz Laretz. But the Minag has come to be Mekayim Min Chutz Laretz, and that's what the Rif says, that's what the Rambam says, that the Rashi, the big three, say that. So again, the Torah, the Bach notes that even if Yeshua Ben Nun only had a Eretz Yisrael, we've expanded the Minag to Chutz Laretz as well. Okay, I'll have to stop here. We'll start with V'Hatat Haninan, B'ed Hashem, next time.